This is Jules Bigel on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, you'll hear about a campaign over the rights of people on social assistance to leave the province of Quebec. Pauvre Captif, or Poor and Captive, is the name of the campaign, but organizers say it also describes the state of welfare recipients in the province. The campaign started following a 2015 law that prevents people receiving social assistance from leaving the province for more than a week at a time, with a cap of 15 days per month. After that, they lose government benefits and are forced to file again. In many other provinces, welfare recipients can be away for 30 days before seeing any penalties. Support is gathered outside a Montreal office of Premier François Legault last Thursday in protest of the rule and in support of an appeal before Quebec's Superior Court. That appeal is on a challenge that's already been twice rejected in the lower courts. Campaign members say the Quebec rules are among the strictest in Canada, and they're taking a toll on welfare recipients in the province.
Imagine having the stress of your loved one being sick and also maybe thinking of what the fuck will happen when I come back. It's like that for everything on welfare. You feel like you're being surveilled all the time. They don't do it actively because they don't have the means to do it, but they have the legal means to do it. If they could, they would, and when they need it, they will do it.
Speaking now is Nicolas Lemieux from the Comité des Personnes Assistées Sociales of Pointe-Saint-Charles. He says the new rules came about in response to a moral panic and public prejudice.
Many changes happened in the welfare law in 2015. It was supposed to go from 30 days to 14 days, so 2 weeks outside of the province. And when they talked about it in the public, it was about to be 14 days. People were shocked to know that welfare people were allowed to leave, even. Some right-wing op-eds wrote like about welfare. They like got back to their préjugés and everything. And so they shrinked it from 14 days to 7 days. And like to show that they are hard on welfare people.
More concretely, he says it's a way to keep people from working outside the province and keep welfare costs low.
It's almost always based in prejudice and like false things, but one of them is there's rumors of people leaving Quebec to work elsewhere. If you're making money elsewhere, we won't give you money. So it's always, you know, the law is always based on condition, like giving you welfare in conditions of you staying here, or you searching for work, or you like cannot work. So you have to prove all the time that you cannot work, or you're too sick. So there's one reason. The other reason is it's like another way to cut on welfare also. That's our analysis. It's not their argument, but it's another way to control it and to make sure they don't spend too much on people on welfare.
But how does the government know? Lemieux says they aren't actively surveilling people, but if they find out you've been gone, a welfare recipient can be stuck with a big bill.
They have many ways to know if you use your debit cards, or if you're leaving the country, they can have information from your passports. The thing is, when you sign in for welfare, you have to consent to make all your files, public or private, available to the minister, so they can use pretty much any like ways you can imagine to find out. They don't actively always are searching for those kind of information, but if they suspect you or if they know after you were out of Quebec, you can end up with debt with them.
Lemieux says it's often your neighbors who'll report you to the government.
I cannot like say for sure, but I know there's like places to call. They don't have interest to do that. They won't like pay you more if you do that, but there is a place to call and tell on your neighbors. Like when you I think a way to make people understand how they feel every day is how it felt during COVID lockdowns, and like some neighbors telling on others because they were having gatherings. Well, it's that for pretty much everyday life, living in the social housing and being on welfare.
It's not just the feeling of surveillance that takes a toll. The rule prevents many Quebecers from visiting loved ones outside the province or the country.
it's very tragic. In fact, it's kind of it's not like the first priority for them, like to be able to leave the country. They can think of housing or just food costs and everything, but it's still in the back of their heads. It's like when we talk about it, they realize it. They realize, like, I don't know my family anymore. Even if I could pay for it, or if they could pay for my voyage or something, it's not possible because of this ruling. So it's pretty sad. It's like when we talk about it, they kind of almost don't want to talk about it because it's too heavy.
Je trouve ça discriminatoire avec les gens qui ne peuvent pas voir sa famille à l'extérieur du Québec. Il faut que le gouvernement se mette à notre place pour qu'il voit les sentiments des gens.
This is Miguel, who asked not to release his full name for the story. He's a welfare recipient who came to Canada from Chile in 1995. He says the rule is discriminatory and asks officials to put themselves in his shoes. Here, he describes the death of his mother, father, and sister, all within the past several years. He says that he wasn't able to visit any of them during their illness in Chile, and that he's felt imprisoned as a result.
Oui, j'ai la famille au Chili. Mon père a décédé, ça fait 7 ans environ. Ma mère aussi, 10 ans environ. Puis ma soeur, ça fait comme 3 ans qui a décédé. Mais je ne pouvais pas aller les visiter dans le temps des maladies. Oui, ouais. C'est sûr que j'étais malade parce que le bienvenu social, il coupe mon chèque. Puis c'est ça, on dirait qu'on est emprisonné ici, là.
You can learn more about that campaign, as well as testimony from others who are affected by the ruling, online at pauvresetcaptifs.com. I'm Jules Bugel. Thanks for listening.